Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean is a tenured faculty member of science of computer science at the Butte College in Northern California. He's an expert on computer information systems. He's a cryptocurrency expert extraordinaire. He's the creator of CloudCoin, which is the world's first cloud-based currency. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies. And he's our good friend, Sean. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Sean, you've done a great job over the years of helping us understand cryptocurrency, blockchain, even though that's not part of your world, your currency, how cloud currencies work, like your cloud coin, which I think is the only cloud-based coin. One of the things I want you to talk about this segment is how the exchanges work, because I know your cloud coin is going to be on the cryptocurrency exchange coming up in a month or so. If people wanted to start getting into cryptocurrency, as we all know, as most people know, as we've tried to teach on the show, cryptocurrency is considered in two ways. One is as a currency, buy and sell stuff with it, but also as a store of value, as an asset itself. I mean, look what's happening to Bitcoin recently, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later on. So how should people, if somebody wanted to get involved with cryptocurrency, would they join get a membership in one of the exchanges?
Yeah, in fact, for Americans, it's much more difficult than other people in the world. And a lot of exchanges will not accept Americans. This is because
really?
The American government has a tendency of arresting the exchange owners. A couple of years ago, there was a Russian exchange, and the owner went on vacation to Crete, and FBI was there and arrested him.
Wow.
And so they said that he was selling to Americans, or you know, he was allowing Americans to trade, and that means that they fall under American law. But there are some exchanges here in America that are pretty easy to get on. One is called Coinbase.
Yeah.
That's the one that I use.
So we can use Coinbase and not get arrested?
That's right. Now, we do have to go through a process of know your customer, which you've got to prove who you are and that you're not a money launderer and you're not a criminal. So that can take about a week, or maybe sometimes more.
Like getting a gun permit, right?
That's right, because the United States government is very worried about terrorists using cryptocurrency and money launderers and criminals and everything.
Well, I'm convinced that I've said this. I said this early in the hour. I'm convinced that the thing that will turn, that will cause the future of planet Earth to turn, either good or bad, is going to be how we manage cryptocurrency. What do you think?
Absolutely. In a capitalist civilization, we're all driven by money. We make our decisions about where to work and what to buy. And so we're going to take the jobs that pay the most. We're going to buy the things that are made the most efficiently. So if we have a good monetary system, that is going to allow us to arrange ourselves very efficiently.
But if we allow the monetary system to become fractured, to become decentralized, for there to be no order, or the order to be in favor of people who are not benevolent, like America is, then I think that's where the danger comes in. What do you think?
Yes, there's a whole bunch of bonuses or good things about digital currency. But there's a bunch of bad things as well, as we're seeing Venezuela being the first country to really adopt a national cryptocurrency, and now we've got China adopting one. And they're doing it for some nefarious reasons. They want to be able to know how much money people have, who they're doing business with.
But isn't it important to know that we differentiate between digital currency and cryptocurrency? The money in your bank right now is digital currency. Shouldn't we not call cryptocurrency digital currency because it can confuse people who think it's the same thing as the ones and zeros in their bank account?
Well, the money that's in our bank account is actually paper money.
But it's digital in
form. The numbers represent. Well, it represents money.
Yeah.
So if my bank account says that I've got $20, there's got to be some $20 bill somewhere.
Well, that's the theory. That's the theory anyway. Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to this. I want to come back to differentiating between digital and crypto, and we'll talk about how crypto is different. But we also got some other things. I want to get Sean to talk to us about the impact of cryptocurrency on inflation. And also we're going to talk about quantum computers later on. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.